Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Haprasit would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
If you look throughout the world, you can see that a lot of people in the world, not only in the U.S., but all over the world, are sick and full of diseases. Sometimes people come to me with a long list of medication, all kinds of medication, because they have been sick. And one of the causes of sickness is lack of joy or depression. When we live depressed, uptight, and stiff, and worried, we will be sick. The sickness will attack us because of lack of joy. Depression can cause so many sicknesses like headache, lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of appetite, or somebody may go opposite way. When they're depressed, they eat a lot. Keep eating, eating, eating. And then they get into diabetes and get too much cholesterol and have a heart attack or stroke and died. Much of these things, of this sickness, will go away if we know how to deal with depression properly. Now, don't take me wrong. I'm not here as a medical doctor to teach you about depression. I'm here as a preacher. So today, we're going to talk about the power of laughter. The power of laughter. One of the greatest stress reliever that God put in the Bible and gave to us as a gift is laughter. Everyone say laughter. Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ho. Laughter, the Bible says, is like taking medicine. It will not only make you feel good and feel better, but it also can release the healing power of God into our life. The book of Proverbs, chapter 17, verse 22. A merry heart does good, like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bone. When we laugh, a belly laugh or hearty laugh, laugh it out loud, that laughter will restore and rejuvenate what was lost or taken away by the pressure of life or by the disappointment of life. It will restore all the things back. If you keep laughing, you're going to be healthier. A lot of people don't take time to relax and to play and to laugh. They're so uptight and so full of worry. Many adults on earth don't know how to laugh. They look very stressed and they have no fun in life. We need to go back to the balance of life again. Life is not just about all work and no play. We need to learn how to play and have fun and laugh, okay? You need to develop your sense of humor back. Learn how to talk sense of humor. Have humor in your home. Laugh about it. And just laugh it out loud in your life, in your car. Look for opportunities to laugh. Laugh and laugh and laugh. And you're going to be healthier. But you may say, Pastor Lau, I'm a very serious person. I don't know how to laugh. I'm a very serious man and woman. Yes, I understand. We came from different background, came from different culture. I came from Chinese culture, even though I grew up in Thailand. So in my house, when I was young, I never heard laughter. Because in Chinese culture, you need to look very solemn and look very mean to look great. That is the culture I grew up with. So to come to know God and become a Christian, I have to change my culture. I need to learn how to laugh more and more because it's against my family and my ethnic culture. And every child, I have grandkids, so I know. And every child laugh about 200 times a day. An average adult laugh about 4 times a day, statistically. What happened? Why should I laugh more, but we adults don't laugh anymore? Because we allow the pressure of life. We allow the disappointment and responsibility, little by little, to steal the joy in our heart. And we cannot have a good day any longer. We cannot have a good belly laughter for years and years. Some of you may not even have a belly laughter for 27 years. You look so solemn and uptight and stressed out. Your laughter is rusted and need to be repaired because you haven't laughed for 27 years. You may not know that how much better your life gonna be, how much more energy you're gonna have, how much you're gonna be healthier if you learn how to lighten up and laugh and play every day and have some good time and fun every day. You should laugh every single day, many times a day, like children. Don't ever lose the child inside you. Jesus talked about being childlike, have a childlike faith. Jesus talked about the kingdom of God belong to the little children like this. We are not talking about childish. We are talking about childlike, okay? We are not childish, but we should be childlike. Children have fun. They laugh all the time. When my grandkids come to my house, I heard giggling all day long. Giggling, giggling, this. They watch TV and they talk and they just laugh and laugh. Adults need to have the little children on the inside of them. Adults should learn how to be childlike, childlike faith. Look at the thing of the world in the positive way. Have faith in the Heavenly Father and know how to laugh. Yes, we learn how to be serious and work hard. But at the same time, we need to learn how to play, to enjoy, and to laugh. Remember to laugh every day. When you turn 75 years old, one day, many of us are not 75 yet. When you turn 75 years old, you should be able to laugh, just like the little kid laughed at 10 years old. You are responsible and serious when you can have fun. You may feel that I have a big responsibility. I cannot have fun anymore. But you can have both responsibility and fun at the same time. Don't ever lose that little child on the inside of you. It is very healthy to have fun. And it is very healthy to have a joyful heart. And you're going to live a long life and you're going to look younger than your age. Because you never forget to laugh, to smile, and to have a joyful heart. Be a happy person. Please. Be a joyful person. Be friendly to everybody. Don't be a hard person that everyone wants to walk away from you. Everywhere you go, you're like a fresh air of that atmosphere. When you walk into that room, you're like a fresh air. People feel good because they see the smile on your face. They see the joy of your heart demonstrate in your eyes. Your eyes just sparkle with joy and happiness. You will live a long life and stay healthy if you learn how to laugh and to have a joyful heart every day. Brothers and sisters, we all gonna get old, older and older. Is that right? And one day we're gonna die. All of us gonna die one day. But we should think this way. I'm not going to die as a grumpy old person. On the day that I die, I'm gonna have a big smile on my face. And people gonna see laughter in my heart. I will have a joke note in my pocket or on under my pillow. And a press report about how good the Jehovah is for me. I'm going to be a joyful old man and old woman and laugh all the time. Can you imagine how much your grandchildren and great-grandchildren like to visit you If they come to your home and they see you laugh and you smile and play with them all the time. Dr. Stuart Brown, a professor of the National Institute of Play, he was really interested in studying the effects of laughter and play in people's life. In 1966, when the governor of Texas asked him to investigate the causes of shooting in society, he talked to a young man who shot and killed many people. And in the interview, he found that this man did not grow up in a very healthy home environment. He was growing up in a dysfunctional home. He could not even remember that he was ever laughing and playing even one time in his life because he grew up in a bad home. Then this professor, Professor Brown, began to interview many prisoners who on the death row and want to find out why these people become a murderer. And he found out again that none of them could even remember laughing and playing when they were young. They were growing up in a very depressed home. Dr. Brown concluded today that the opposite of play is depression, and it's healthy to laugh, and it's healthy to have fun and to play, off and on. Amen? Everyone say, have fun. Everyone say, laugh. Amen. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, I read from an ASB. A joyful heart is great medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Proverbs 17:22 from NLT, New Living Translation. A cheerful heart is a good medicine. Everyone say medicine. But a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Wow. When we have a good nature, when we have a joyful heart, full of joy, taking time to play, taking time to have fun and laugh, the Bible says it is like taking good medicine. Laughter and a joyful heart and having good time will make you healthier. Medical science already discovered in their experiment, this is nothing new, it's been in the medical journal, that laughter boosts our immune system. It makes us stronger and less chance of being sick. Laughter reduces blood pressure. People who laugh regularly has 40% less chance of having a heart attack than people who don't laugh on a regular basis. Laughter also triggers or stimulates the right brain. And the right brain is about creativity. So when you laugh a lot, you become more creative. Laughter activates also our body's natural tranquilizer and hormone, growth hormone, and endorphin. Everyone heard the word morphine, is that right? Morphine is a medication that people get addicted and reduce the pain. Like you have a massage, you feel good, and you get addicted. You feel good when you take narcotics. So in our body, God produces internal narcotics or internal endorphin. N mean inside. Morphine inside you. When you laugh, endorphin is released. And you feel more relaxed. And you can sleep better. Many people suffer from insomnia or lack of sleep. They need to laugh more often so they can become more relaxed and they can sleep. Many people have been taking tranquilizer or antidepressant like trazodone, Valium, or Xanax for many, many years. They keep changing the medication and certain medication have not helped them anymore. They pay a lot of money to get all those pills so that they can feel better and less stressful and can sleep. But you can save a lot of money. You don't have to go to see the doctor if you learn how to have belly laughter or hearty laughter every single day. You can sleep well because laughter releases the natural tranquilizer on the inside of you. and you don't need man-made tranquilizer any longer. When you laugh, you receive healing because it produces hormone and boosts up your immune system. And when you keep laughing, eventually some of your chronic sickness, just as chronic headache, chronic backache, migraines, chronic pain, chronic fatigue, and even depression and gastrointestinal problem like peptic ulcer and indigestion and all this and constipation will eventually go away because your body produces the hormone that makes you stronger. You just need to learn how to take time to play, take time to laugh, take time to talk joke to one another. Sometime in the surgery, when I perform surgery, I will share joke with nurses and anesthesiologists to make people laugh. I'm not talking dirty joke. I'm talking Christian joke. Christian joke. Hallelujah. So people laugh and have fun in the OR. People more relaxed so they can do a better job. A woman pastor was diagnosed as having final stage cancer in 1981. She was told by the doctor that she could have lived only for 6 months. But she decided to do three things. Number one, she began to meditate on the word of God about healing. Number two, she said, instead of sitting at home and feeling sorry for myself, I'm going to go out to visit people in the hospital, pray for the sick, and I'm going to give. I'm going to give, and serve. Because I reap what I sow. I give healing, I will receive healing. And number three that she did, whenever she is home, instead of sitting there crying and being depressed that I'm going to live only for 6 months, she began to turn on cartoons and watch and laugh and laugh and laugh. That pastor still lives today and healthy. And I know her personally. She doesn't live in Seattle. She lives in another state. She's still healthy and strong. She might be 80 years old by now because God healed her incurable cancer. There is so much sickness on this world today. Much of it is related to depression, worry, anxiety. People cannot smile any longer. People have a long face, even in the church. They are very uptight. They are very stressed out. But there is a healing power available for every Christian that is mentioned in the Bible. This medicine is available to you and me for free of charge. It's free. And this medicine has no side effects. Lately, I noticed that my skin on the face looked better. For a while, I kept thinking that I should not eat chocolate because I have pimples come up on my face. I was thinking, maybe I should not eat too much sweet. The skin on my face started to fall off. And I discovered that I stopped taking one medicine about a year ago. Since then, the pimple disappeared. My skin started to get better. So I learned that that medicine caused side effects on the skin on my face. But the medicine that God gives to you called laughter or merry heart or cheerful heart has no side effects. And you can take as much as you want. You can laugh 200 times a day. No problem. Will not cause any side effect on you. And it's free. I would like to give you today as a neurosurgeon a new prescription with my signature on it. This is my prescription for you today for free of charge. Every day, at least 3 times a day, TID. TID means 3 times a day. Not BID. BID means 2 times a day. And maybe HS at night time. Find something funny that make you laugh out loud, not laughing quietly in your tummy, but release the joy, a laugh, and release the immune system, release the endorphin, release the growth hormone. You will lose your hair less. You will look younger. Your immune system will rise up. It reduces your blood pressure. Tension is going away. Creativity is coming along. If you stay on this prescription all the days of your life, laughing every day, having a happy heart, having a cheerful mind, you will sleep well every night. You will have more energy, you will get more job done because you are not tired, you are not depressed, you have more energy, you have better decision, you can have more creative ideas. Some sicknesses such as chronic pain, chronic fatigue, and other things really eat you up and take away your happiness and your smile on your face. Some of you, last time that you laughed maybe 30 years ago, why don't we start today? Start to laugh every single day. How many people want to take this prescription for free? Take prescription. Okay. You should laugh more and more, at least 3 times a day. And let people see the sparkling in your eyes and the smile on your face. And you shall feel very good. There is a healing power in laughter. When you have a joyful spirit, and when you constantly inside you have the joy and happiness and positive thinking, health and healing will be to you. How long ago did you laugh the last time? I hope today you're going to start laughing more and more. We all grow up and we face pressure in life, paying bills, the boss yell at us, and all kind of things that put pressure on us. And then we have headache and neck pain. We call muscle contraction headache. When you are in tension, the muscle become contract. Your head have muscle here, muscle here, muscle here. So when you get tension, you have pressure on your temporal area, the back of your neck. But when you feel that way, run to your children, run to your grandchildren and start to play with them. Turn on a funny movie, fill with the Holy Spirit, laugh in the Holy Ghost, get the Holy Spirit in you and make a decision to laugh by faith. Amen? Amen. And that is much cheaper than going to see a neurosurgeon or psychiatrist like me. Because the bill, 15 minutes, you may get charged $150 for the medical clinic visit. Okay? So, much cheaper to laugh. Not only that, laughter strengthens relationship. Laughter strengthens relationship. If in a home, the husband and wife and kids laugh together, that home will stay together. But sometimes I do something wrong and make her not happy about my behavior. And sometimes she just start to say to me, oh, you know, you do this and do that. And I begin to joke, to say something, joke and fun. And we begin to laugh and have a good time. So it really dilutes the tension in my house when we laugh together. I want to encourage you, family members, together in the same home, you laugh together. You joke together. You have fun together. Do you know that one of the things that Satan could not stand is to hear God's people laughing? The devil hates to see you laugh. The devil doesn't want to hear laughter in the house because he knows that if you laugh together, you will not divorce because you have fun together. The devil is in the business of strife, division, hatred, tension, anxiety, and also fighting in the house or in the church. We should laugh together. Let us keep the atmosphere of laughter in our home, in our office. This is one of the things I do with my patients. Every patient that walk in, my secretary will hear laughter in the room. I make some joke, and the patient laugh. When I walk out from the room, they say, what are you talking about? Why you guys laugh? I think it's my nature, because I have the Holy Spirit on the inside of me. I always have fun and laugh and make my patient feel better, because that will build relationship between myself and my patient. And also, laughter is a medicine. You should fill your whole house with joy and laughter all the time. How many people know that laughter is contagious? You may be sitting at the computer in one room and doing some work, and suddenly you hear your wife giggling and laughing in another room with the TV. And in a few minutes, you start to laugh as well. Laughter is contagious. You should laugh together. There are a few secrets of building a family. I want to give you 2 secrets today. One secret is laughter. You laugh together every day. The second secret is respect. Even though you don't agree with one another, you should respect one another. You should respect your wife, her idea. And the wife should respect the husband's idea. And don't yell to each other. Respect and laugh together. And keep having fun together in the house. Some of you, if you laugh more in your house, I believe that your married relationship will go to the next level. Please bring joy back to your home. Don't allow the pressure of life, the bill to pay, or the complaint of the neighbor make you feel sad. Don't let those things steal the joy from you. Don't get into the trap of the enemy to become depressed, to become uptight and stiff. Have the joy of the Lord in your heart. Find time to play together. Find time to watch funny movie together. Or joke together. And many of you, you need to remind yourself the first few years that you meet each other. Why do you fall in love with that woman? Why do you go honeymoon with her? Think about the good time you have together in your vacation. Think about the fun things you do together when you first got married. I always remind myself of the first day I saw Pastor Da walk by my house. And I looked at her. Woo! I understand when Adam say, woman, woman. He was so impressed with that woman, woman. You see? So I always remind myself when I first met Pastor Da, when we have fun together. So it brings joy back to my heart that I live with this lady. I have a good time with her. You know, many of us as husband and wife, we are good people. We love God. But we allow pressure of life, issue of life, to come in and pull us apart from one another. The home, as you get married longer, longer, you fall apart. You just stay apart from one another more and more because you allow all the pressures and things in your life, the issue of your life, to get you from one another. Let's change the atmosphere. Let's laugh together. Let's go out, maybe some Saturday, go out and enjoy something. Maybe play golf together or play tennis and laugh together. Do something together. It will bring freshness and newness into your marriage, into your relationship. Amen? How many people promise God that from now on you will find some time to really have fun together? Amen. Hallelujah. And Pastor Da love to snorkel together, to look at all the fish together and have fun. And we just enjoy going vacation together and enjoy going to mission trip together and laugh together. Laughter also brings down the wall, brings down the defense between men. Every society, every place needs a joyful person. Believe me. When you meet a new person and you begin to smile and laugh, it will draw that person into your relationship. It will bring favor from God because laughter is a sign of faith. And it will bring favor from people around you. They will like you and they will give favor to you. When I go to the airline ticket table, I always smile, be happy, and be thankful. Thank you, thank you. And sometimes they look at me, okay, I have a business class seat left over. Why don't I upgrade you? Because they give favor to me. I smile and be thankful. Amen? So we need to be joyful. People like to be around joyful people. But grumpy person, stressed out person, stiff person, uptight, defensive, and insecure person push people away. How many people admit that we all make mistakes? We do something with the right heart, but we blow it. We make mistakes. And people look at you, and they shook their head. Instead of being defensive, instead of being insecure, you should say, oh, really? I make mistakes? Ha, 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 ha. You should laugh. Admit that you are at fault, and you make mistakes, and you just laugh. There is a saying in the society, if you cannot beat them, you should join them. If they say that you make mistake, you just join them. Yeah, I make mistake and just laugh about it. Amen? Hallelujah. Every time you laugh, you get healthier. Every time you laugh, you get stronger. People in this day really have a hard time laughing. They're too stressed out. They say that I cannot laugh. It's not my personality. Look at the report in the TV or the newspaper. Bad reports. Economy. People kill each other. That's why I don't like to watch news. All the bad news. I tell you, every single day, you're going to hear the bad news of the gloom and doom every single day. And if you get sucked into that bad news, you're going to say that economy is bad. Things are bad. It will not get better. And, oh, we're not going to make it. And if you keep thinking that way, you become depressed and you get into the trap of the enemy and you cannot laugh any longer. Then what happens? If you cannot laugh, you will be weaker and you will be sick and you cannot even go out to make money and to work. Then you get worse because you get trapped into the things of the enemy. No, 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 no. Even though you hear bad news, you still ha, 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 ho, ho, ho. Job chapter 5 verse 22 say, you shall laugh at destruction and famine, and you shall not be afraid of the beasts of the earth. This scripture doesn't make sense. When you heard bad news, when you heard some bad things happen on earth or around you or in your family, the Bible says that you are supposed to laugh at the problem. In the midst of the difficulties, go opposite way. Instead of being depressed and complain, you should laugh. You should have joy. Because when you laugh and you have joy, you have more strength. And when you have laugh and you have joy, you have more faith. And when you have faith, you can receive supernatural breakthrough. Miracle happen to you. Is that right? And when you laugh, you have strength, then you can get up, going, and resolve the problem and have more wisdom how to handle it. But if you yield to depression, you're going to be defeated. You're going to be weak. You're going to be sick. And you will not be effective any longer. You'll be tired and worn out. And the enemy loves it to see you defeated and worn out. God has a solution for every circumstance in your life. When you face difficulties, when you see problems, what you need to do? Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ho. You laugh and keep the joy of the Lord in your heart. You laugh out loud. When I see problem in my practice, I just laugh. Ha, 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 ha. God is on my side. Everything going to be fine. Psalm chapter 2, verse 4. Psalm 2, 4. He, mean God, who sits in the heavens, shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Psalm 37 verse 13 say, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows that day is coming. Do you see the picture here? Our Heavenly Father, God, sit on the throne. And he look at all the problems on earth, all the chaos, all the wicked people who take advantage of other people. And God, instead of being depressed, being upset, mad, grumpy, complaining, he was laughing at the situation on earth. Even Psalm chapter 37, you see the picture? He saw the wicked people doing bad things, and God say, I laugh at them. Do you know why God laugh at them? Because God know the end of the story. Have you ever watched the story in the TV, the episode, different episode? Sometimes you watch in the middle of the episode, it's bad situation. But you know at the end, the good guy going to win. So God knows the end of the story, who going to win. God leads us to triumph. Our final result is victory. The final outcome is that the wicked will be destroyed. And we will have victory. People may try to give you a hard time. people may try to do wrong thing to you, you just laugh. God is laughing because He know the final outcome. Can you imagine? You watch the Super Bowl and you take one side and you have the inside information that at the end, that team that you cheer gonna win no matter what. You know the outcome already. At the beginning of the game, wow, your team is losing. But you know that at the end, you're gonna win. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna be depressed? Are you gonna be mad? No, you laugh. Hey, the story is not to the end yet. I know the end story. My team gonna win. Everyone say, I'm on the winning side. God is the winner. God has the victory for me. He shall supply all of my needs. He healed all of my sicknesses. He is my vindicator. He is my way maker. He is my deliverer. He will fight the battle for me. I am on the winning side. I know the end of the story. I am winning. Ha ha ha. Ho ho ho. Amen. Do you know what Isaac mean? Isaac mean he laughs. Who laughs? Abraham. Abraham get old. And God promised him that he can have a son. In the natural or in the medical field, it's impossible for him and his wife to have a son or to get pregnant. But he hold on to the promise of God. And he have faith. You know, laughter is a sign of faith. You have faith that God is on your side. You have faith that His promise shall be fulfilled one of these days. Maybe not today, but maybe next week, maybe next year. You know that He promised to heal you. You know that He's going to give you victory. You know that He promised you to have more than enough. And you shall not be in debt. You shall have a good job. You shall pay your bill. And you have left over to do good things. You know His promise. It may not happen today, but you hang on to the promise like Abraham. And you can become like Isaac. You just laugh. Ha ha ha. Ho ho ho. Because that is a sign of faith. No matter how bad the situation is, no matter how bad your condition is, you just still have a cheerful heart. Joy. Being happy. And laugh. Laugh and laugh and laugh. Filled with the Holy Ghost. And laugh in the Holy Ghost. Amen? I know that one of the turning points of my life as a pastor is 1997. In 1997, at that time, I was so burned out. Worn out from the ministry. Because my headquarters at that time, I worked for an organization as a pastor, planting church in America. Every time I go there, when you going to have 500 members? When you going to plant another 50 churches? When you going to build bigger church? My church was 70 people. They want me to have 500 people. Every time I came back from pastoral meeting, I want to cry. I cannot do it. I'm so worn out. I'm so burned out. My family is not happy either because I did not have time for them. I was so depressed as a pastor. And thank God, I did not understand about laughter at that time. No one taught me. God led me to a revival meeting in Portland, Oregon. And the evangelist, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, lay hand on me. I was number 2 in the line. I was sitting in the back of the room. And when he called, all the ministers come out here. I'm a minister too. I'm a pastor. Most of them are evangelists in that room. When he say, all the ministers come out, I ran about 120 miles per hour. Even though I have a shorter leg than American ministers. I'm shorter. I ran and I grabbed Pastor Da's hand and ran to the front. We were the second and the third in the row, in the front, standing there on that side. He came down and he lay hand on the first lady who is evangelist. Then he lay hand on me and Pastor Da. I fell down and suddenly I laughed. I laughed from the Holy Spirit for half an hour on the ground, laughing. I could not explain why I laughed because nothing is funny around there. I did not watch any funny movie. No one talked joke to me, but it's just from the belly here. Just laugh and laugh, and Pastor Da get up from the floor and look at me. What happened to my husband? What happened? Why he laughed? No good reason to laugh. But I keep laughing and laughing. From that day on, revival hit my life. I became a new man. I became a new husband, a new pastor of this church. I came back home with faith, with joy, with energy. My ministry turned around 180 degrees because of the laughter of the Holy Spirit. And I still laugh today. Still laugh in the Holy Ghost off and on when God touched me. It's good. It makes you look younger, healthier, stronger. Relationship in the home get better. God answers your prayer quickly because you have more faith when you laugh. Laughter is a sign of faith. You have more energy every single day. The sickness cannot be on your body too long. You can sleep well every night. You have more creative idea. Healing flow to your body. Your immune system go up higher. You don't get sick easily. If you get a cold, you get healed very quickly because you have high, strong immune system because you laugh. Laughter is a good medicine. Your chronic fatigue, chronic pain, chronic headache will go away. Your relationship at home will go to the next level. You will get more favor from God, and you will get more favor from your boss. You get more favor from your customer, your clients, because they see a smile on your face. Because they see the joyful heart. You are positive. You are a very positive person. That's why people around you like you and want to give you the business. Amen? How many people believe laughter has the power? Amen. How many people promise God from now on you will activate the joy in your heart? Amen. How many people say, fill me with the Holy Spirit so I can have laughter? Yeah. Amen. How many people say, when God make me laugh, I will not resist, I will laugh out loud? Amen. How many people say that, even though I heard the bad news, I'm going to activate my faith and laugh at it by faith. I'm going to laugh at it by faith. You know, sometimes you may not feel good, but you make decision, I'm going to laugh by faith. I'm going to laugh at the destruction by faith. And God will turn the things around. God will turn around the situation, and you're going to see supernatural breakthrough in your life because laughter is a free prescription for you, and you can do it every single day. Amen? Hallelujah. I know that laughter is not an Asian culture at all. When I went to Japan, I rarely see people laugh. People look. When you deal with Chinese people, laughter is not in Asian culture. But now we're going to have a new culture, heavenly culture. Amen. Hallelujah. If you are not a believer, I would like to encourage all of you to give your life to God. If you're not sure that you are born again, your name is recorded in the book of life of the Lamb. I'd like to encourage you to give your life to Jesus. Amen. You like to do that? Pray with me. I will lead you to prayer. Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus into this world to die for me, to pay the price for me. I want to be born again. I give my life to you, Lord. I repent of my sin and invite Jesus to come into my life. I want to be born again today, to be a child of the living God. Lord, take away my bondage. Take away my curse. Take away sickness.
Take away depression from me, Lord. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with joy. Fill me with laughter. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for forgiving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your hand on your belly. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you. Think about the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fill your people, Lord, with the spirit of joy. Fill your people with the spirit of joy. Joy, joy, joy. Give them, Lord, laughter. Laughter, laughter, holy laughter. Close your eyes. Don't watch other people. Laughter. You may feel that you are grumpy right now. It's too loud in this room. Too hot. No air condition. Don't look at those things. Just laugh. Ha ha ha. Laugh. You start by laughing and God gonna give you laughter. Go ahead. Man can laugh too. Don't be starchy. Don't be too starchy. When you have a dry clean, you say 5 starch. No, no, no starch today. Just laugh. Laugh. Yes, Lord. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Laughter. Don't be too serious. Don't be too serious. Don't be too serious. Fire! Fire! Yes! Laugh out loud! Release! Release! Laugh out loud! Fire! Laugh out loud! Yes! Hallelujah! Joy, 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 joy! Joy, joy, joy. Joy, 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 joy. Go ahead and laugh. Vasana, go ahead and laugh, Vasana. Go ahead, release. Go ahead and laugh. Yes. Go ahead and laugh. Fire. Engineer can laugh too. Computer expert can laugh too. Yes, Lord. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Laugh too. Fire. Yes, Lord. More joy, more joy, 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 joy. Laughter, fire, joy of the Holy Ghost is your strength. The joy of the Holy Ghost is your strength. Taiwanese can laugh too. Taiwanese can laugh. Taiwanese can laugh. Hallelujah. Fire. Fire. Let's go ahead and laugh. Yes, Lord. Give them joy, joy, joy. Asian can laugh. You want to be healthy? You want to be healed? Laugh. Hallelujah. right? Husband and wife, laugh together. Laugh together. Yes. Fire! Yes, laugh. Laugh. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Malaysian can laugh too. Indonesian can laugh. Years old. Don't be too serious. Don't be too serious. Go ahead and laugh. Yes. Fire. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes. Fire. Go ahead and laugh. The joy of the Lord will come in. The joy of the Lord filled. Yes, Lord. Fire. Chinese can laugh too. Chinese people can laugh. Ha ha ha. Oh, ho, ho. Ha ha ha. Oh, ho, ho. Hallelujah. Fire. Yes, Lord. More fire.
Go ahead and laugh. Fire. You are my strength. Oh.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.
Still,